Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Terrifying Times.
Actually, it's a very good movie.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Through the fog. Take your time getting to where you got to go this morning. Some of it's pretty thick. It is also, we just passed through peak allergy season for, I guess, the change of seasons with the dry weather, but mid-September is usually when it peaks, and air issues. You hear this all the time about air quality, and we're honored to be joined by Dr. Deborah Gentile, who's a specialist in this area. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So a little rain helps kind of cleans the air, so to speak, does it not?
Absolutely. We're just toward the tail end here of ragweed season. It usually starts mid-August, peaks around Labor Day, and then it'll start to dwindle now until the first frost. And rain absolutely helps wash it out of the air.
And we went through this long dry period, pretty unusual for us. In fact, the second longest dry period in recorded local history. So that was substantial. That kind of adds to it because I noticed there were a lot of dust in the air.
Yeah, there can be a lot of dust. Interestingly, when we go through dry spells, we tend to see less mold in the air, less mold spores, though.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So the dust can be an irritant, and then obviously with the dry spells, you're going to see your pollen levels. But, you know, when the moisture levels are lower, we're going to see less mold, too, which can be an allergen.
Also want to talk to you because we have heard so many times about air quality, especially when we talk about some of the valleys that still have manufacturing going on. And there are some recent updates on that. So what is the latest on the air quality in the region?
Yeah, overall, we think that in the Mon Valley, since the settlement from that Clairton Coke Works fire several years ago, it looks like we're really on track down there to be meeting air quality standards for 2025. You recall they did have an event in August where there was a, an explosion down there, and they've had several other minor events this year. I shouldn't even call them minor. There was an explosion in February, and then in June there was a period where pollution control equipment was offline. But despite these things, we are seeing significant improvements down there, and we think it's because several of the batteries were closed as part of that settlement. More recently, last week, the Allegheny County Health Department gave us an update from the monitoring results from those mobile units related to the fire. And they saw no elevations in PM2, which is fine particulate pollution, or sulfur dioxide. They did see fence line monitoring some substances that are toxins, such as formaldehyde, benzene, and xylene. But overall, those were brief elevations that came down, to undetectable levels pretty quickly.
And I would imagine with the amount of money coming for infrastructure build-out that part of that plan is to continue to make progress when it comes to cleaning the air. Have you heard this?
Hopefully that will happen. I mean, we are very concerned given the three events occurred this year. Again, they had an explosion back in February. They had a period in June where pollution control equipment was knocked offline, and now this explosion. We really lucked out with this explosion. The air conditions outside were just right so that the plume from this, went right up straight into the air and dissipated from there and didn't affect the population overall. So there's concern that there's been some, long-term neglect at that facility, and the hope is that there will be an infusion of funding to help revitalize things to prevent these type of actions from happening.
All right, back to ragweed for a sec, Doc. What do you do when someone has an issue? What's the prescribed, treatment?
Yeah, the first thing to do is, you want to try your over-the-counter medications. You can try an antihistamine. That would be something like Zyrtec, Claritin, or Allegra. We tend to like those over Benadryl because they last longer. They last, 24 hours versus 4 to 6. If that's not working, you can actually get the nasal sprays, the steroid nasal sprays over the counter now. People have to be careful, though. Those need to be used every day for about a week before you start to see a benefit. They're not a once-and-done thing. You won't see an immediate benefit. So it's useful to, be paying attention to what time of the year it is and if it's time to start that medication prophylactically or ahead of time. If those aren't working, you definitely want to reach out and talk to your healthcare provider for other opportunities to treat the problem.
Dr. Deborah Gentile, an allergist and immunologist. Great information, Doc. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.